Welcome to the second podcast about depression. And we're looking at the contributing factors to depression. Now, depression can be actually a complex interaction of psychological, social, and biological factors. And what that simply means is that it's a complex interaction of what's going on in your mind, the way you interpret the things that are happening to you, your social environment, your interactions with people around, and your biology, what goes on in your brain, the neurochemicals, and all of that. Adverse life circumstances or adverse life events can trigger depression. And what are some of those adverse life events? Unemployment, bereavement, loss of a loved one, psychological trauma, you know, trauma from a kidnap, trauma from an armed robbery, trauma from rape. And these are very common in our society. They're common experiences today. Living in an abusive or uncaring relationship can also contribute to depression. Long-term isolation and loneliness can also contribute to depression. Prolonged work stress can also contribute to depression. Still looking at contributing factors, personal factors can trigger depression too. Increased genetic risk also. And this does not automatically mean that you would get depression, but you know, there's some genetic relationship between a family member having had or having suffered from depression and an offspring also suffering from depression. Chronic illness, you know, when one is diagnosed with a chronic illness, and then you worry about how you are going to cope. Someone is diagnosed with a cancer. How you are going to cope? Would I survive it? Would I live through it? All the things I have heard about chemotherapy. Those are some of the things, personal factors that can also trigger depression. Then drug and alcohol use can also trigger depression. So depression can happen as a result of psychological, social, and biological contributors. And like we said in the last podcast, we said, remember, that it's the constant feeling of sadness and loss of interest which stops you from carrying out your normal activities. And remember that we said it's common in 15 to 29 year olds. It's the leading cause of death among 15 to 29 year olds, but that it's common in people of all ages. And I just like to encourage parents to be on the lookout. Some social isolation, a child is no longer doing well in school or in class, it's not as bright as they used to be, school grades are beginning to drop. Watch out, your adolescent is no longer interested in going to school, and they used to love going to school and all of that. There may be an underlying problem that may be triggering some kind of depression, and it's important to pay attention to a lot of these things. So this session, this podcast, just looks at the contributing factors, and we've looked at basically two: adverse life events and personal factors that can trigger depression. Watch out for the third podcast that will talk about signs that you may be depressed. What are the signs to look out for? See you at the third session. Thank you.